Bombers wrapped up the night by defeating the Cyclones 51-42. Russellville came into the game ranked 8th overall and 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media, and early on, they looked to be in control as they built a 12-4 lead. Mountain Home cut the margin to 3 before the first quarter ended, and in the second period, the two teams had 7 lead changes and 2 ties, and the Bombers went into the locker room up 2 at the break. While the Cyclones did tie the game back up in the third quarter, they were only held to 4 points in the period. Mountain Home was able to build a lead as big as 11 late in the game before they went on to win by 9. Matt Jones led the Bombers with 22 points, and Wyatt Gilbert added 15. For Russellville, Trey Allen scored 13 points, and Ryan Sitkowski had 12. Mountain Home improves to 9-4 on the season. The Cyclones fall to 10-4. The girls' game was more lopsided as the Lady Bombers beat up on Russellville 52-25. Mountain Home jumped out early on the Lady Cyclones as they ended the opening period up 12-3. Russellville was able to cut the margin back to 5 in the second quarter, but they would get no closer. The Lady Bombers eventually invoked the mercy rule in the final period and posted the 27-point victory. Mountain Home was led by Leah Jackson with 16 points, Emma Martin finished with 12, and Emily Payne chipped in 10. No one was in double figures for the Lady Cyclones. Lady Bombers' record now stands at 11-2. Russellville drops to 5-6. Mountain Home will be on the road Friday for their 5A East opener at Jonesboro. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.